Let me tell you something. I don't mean to brag, but I'm the greatest. I am the best.
Hey, citizens, do you think you have a wealth of music knowledge?
I didn't count you with any primitive skills.
Well, let's see if you can stump Wonder right now on Sway in the Morning.
Challenge accepted.
Sway in the Morning, Shade 405. We try to stump Wonder. 888-742-3345. Let's talk to Ed. Ed is calling in from Texas. Ed, good morning. How you doing? Hey, Ed.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
I am doing good. I'm Ed. Hello.
Chilling, man. Ed, you think you can do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I can do it. I'm the best at everything.
Oh, man,
just ask anyone.
What you got, Ed?
Handsome boy modeling school and ugly kid Joe.
Who is that? Who is anybody?
The handsome boy modeling school is Dan the Automator, who we've had up here before. Worked on Gorillaz, friends with Sway. And then Prince Paul from De La Soul. That's their group, Handsome Boy Modeling School. And then ugly kid Joe had about one hit, which I'm going to play. I think it's the only song I have. Let me look through. Yep, I got one song, Ugly Kid Joe. It's Everything About You. You might remember it when you hear it. It was a one hit wonder.
Okay, let's go. All right, Ed, Sway the Morning, Shade
45. Bully calamity, scream insanity. Are you ever going to be another great fan of me, bro?
I mean, I guess the question is, can you mash these things together? Not will it sound anything approaching decent?
I do know that song. I Hate Everything About You. Ed from Texas, what's poppin', baby? Yo!
Hey, man, Wonder's got skills, man. That's all I gotta say. And I'm here at work, so I'm just going to have to say, forget you, Wonder, because I don't want anybody in work getting, you know, calling HR on me.
You a citizen of Sway in the Morning, and we appreciate you. Let's go to Tyler from South Carolina. I got family in South Carolina. I got family
in South Carolina.
You got family down there, man. I love South Carolina. They make the best corn liquor in the world.
You're damn right. I'm in Greenville.
You're in Greensville, man. That's love down there. We're going to try to do a broadcast from Charleston, South Carolina. Maybe really good.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be there.
We're trying to get Sway to agree with that. That food down there and that love, man. We just want to get down there and show love to our folks. So
I'm actually in the culinary industry. I went to the New York for culinary school and went back down here and cooking what I love.
Hey, Heather, make sure you get Tyler's number, man, because when I get this, I got family in Sumter, too. So when I get down to South Carolina, I could call Tyler. He can show me where to go eat, man. I want to know what's up.
I can show you the best places, for sure.
That's what's up, man. All right, Tyler, do you think that you can stump Wonder? Because it's been an interesting morning so far. I'm trying to get him stumped up really good here. What you got for us?
I know I can stump Wonder.
Okay.
I know this. Primus and Wu-Tang Clan. I got this. Go ahead, Wonder. See what you got.
You got... Well, I know you got Wu-Tang. You got to have...
Of course he has Primus.
I'm known as Big Brown Beaver. I like to mess with that, but let me play my favorite Primus song.
Like, you're naming bands that have, like, had hits and everyone has heard of. Like, of course, it's going to be in this dude's fucking... this DJ's fucking library. Like, don't be crazy.
Let's see how it works, all right?
Years I'm still struggling, survival got me bugging, but I'm alive on arrival. I peep at the shape of the streets to stay awake to the ways of the world. Deep, a man with a dream, with plans to make dreams fail.
I went to jail at the age of 15, a young buck, selling drugs and such, who never had much, trying to get a clutch on what I could not touch. Short now, face incarceration, pacing. No one else thinks my destination. Can't come to back of a bus. 40 of us. Life as a shorty shouldn't be so rough. But as the world turned, I learned life is hell. Living in the world, no different from a cell. Every day I skate from chase, giving chase, selling bass, smoking bones in the staircase. No, I don't know why I chose to smoke cess. I guess that's the time when I'm not depressed, but I'm still depressed. And I ask, what's your work? Ready to give up, so I seek the old earth. Who explain working hard may help you maintain, to learn to overcome the heartaches and pain. You got stick up kids, corrupt cops, and crack rocks, and spray shots. All of the rock stays hot. Leave it up to me while I be living proof to kick the truth to the young black youth.
Ooh, Tyler.
Shit. I knew that shit was too easy with them bass and the drums, bro. Man, fuck you, Wonder.
Tyler, I like how you get down. And I'm really, really... Yo, inbox me your number, Tyler. I'm on Instagram at the Happy Hour, WHB. I would love to hook up with you. Huh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, when I get down to South Carolina, I'm going to make that one of my places I visit this year.
You gotta come to Greenville. It's beautiful.
I'm going to come to Greenville, man. Like I said, I got family in Barnesville, Sumter. OQ got family in Charleston. I just want to be down there, man, and show some love and just get, you know, just keep in touch with my roots, man. That's what it's all about for me. Moving forward, so this will be good to make my way down. And plus, Tyler, you can take me around with your culinary skills. I'll be down there eating lovely, baby. All right, Tyler.
Much love.
Appreciate you. Send me your number. You a citizen of Sway in the Morning, man. Wonder, loving this edition of Stump Wonder. Thank y'all so much. Leave your voicemails, and we'll play it back at the end of the show.
It's Friday.
Movie Junkie up next.
You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya.
You need to speak clearer, dear, cause I can't hear ya. Shit. The Magic Johnson of the game, East Ray is the one to play with me. Smile on your face, but I really know you hating me. I know you're mad cause I'm sick and it's plain to see. It's me. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset. Ride the Harley into the sunset.
Most critically acclaimed critical critic of them all. It's Movie Junkie.
Man, what is 10 p.m. to midnight? Make sure you are tuned in right here on Sirius XM.
Crowd is amused. Come get it if you feel your full flesh.
Mary Jane, I'm getting lost in the game.
In the game.
The green pain, what's XM5 disc changer set on random. Here's a way cool track.
I love way cool tracks. Oh, this is a way cool track. Every time Celebrity Skin comes on, I'm like, ah, oh, this is way cool.
Hey everybody, before we get started, just a quick call out here to go to podsurvey.com. Interesting questions. Have fun with it. Answer correctly. Survey often. Get in now. You know the drill. Help us out. Help everybody out. Help your ears out. Do yourself a favor. Go to podsurvey.com/beasts. Giant Beastcast, episode 92. Here we are, Friday, the 24th. Premiering, airing, putting up on the internet, distributing channels.
Yep.
Keep it going.
Keep it chopper, dipper, dipper, what?
A little later today, because we've got some exciting video game related news.
That's a first for us.
That's why I'm making a big deal.
Yeah. Because you're holding it back.
Well, no. Because we're going to talk about video games. But before we do that, we've got Alex Navarro.
It's 92, dude.
It feels like 92 degrees in here.
It really doesn't. I don't know what's wrong with all of you. Everyone in this room is apparently flushed and overheated, and I'm just like in a hoodie. It's like, I'm fine. That never happens. I'm always the one that's super hot and uncomfortable.
That's not true. I've got like a coat here for you when it gets chilly in here.
Yeah, you're the one who always puts on the Snuggie.
We have a Snuggie?
We have a group community Snuggie.
We have a group Snuggie? Like, it's been several people at once? I've been meaning to tell you to stop doing that.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's pretty much
I don't want to use a communal Snuggie. I'm not into that.
But it's yours. You're the one who's always wearing it.
But here's the picture. It's not actually a Snuggie. He just throws a blanket over all of us. I'm here with Jeff Bacalar.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm great.
Great.
For the first time in February, I'm great.
That's awesome. Well, good. Yeah. It's almost over, so get the great in now.
Yep. That's what I'm trying to do.
And first time on the Giant Beastcast, Dan Reichert.
I'm excited to be here. This is great.
I'm excited to have you.
New York seems awesome. It's a little bit hot. A little bit hot, but I've really enjoyed everything I've seen so far. Looking forward to podcasting with you guys for the next, long time.
Pizza, right?
Pizza's good. I had a hot dog. Yankees! you can only get those here. Yeah, I know.
Because we've actually got stuff to talk about.
So
video game stuff.
No, yes. Like Drew's meme. I can't believe it.
Oh, God.
It.
Oh, Drew.
It really got interviewed by BuzzFeed.
Did he?
And the Guardian?
Oh, yeah.
I think.
I believe a writer I know at the Ringer is looking to talk to him as well. So
I didn't realize it blew up that much
until the last like day or so.
Insane.
It's everywhere.
It is insane. I don't know.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Of course, or a better looking guy.
There was a thing in a book that I read that something real bad was happening to somebody, to a real bad person, and somebody said, couldn't it happen to a nicer guy?
Exactly.
Does that mean, like, it literally could not have happened
to a guy
who was nicer?
Because Drew is the pinnacle of
niceness.
I'm saying,
like, the bad thing happened to a bad guy.
So the thing you're describing is what I believe is referred to as sarcasm.
Right.
So it's saying one thing, but meaning another. But in the case here where we're talking about Drew, we're saying the one thing, and we mean the thing that we are
literally
saying.
Literally.
I don't get all that.
Our coworker that will never leave, Drew Scanlon.
Yeah.
We've worked with him for years and years. I realize humor is a very nuanced thing. There's a lot of layers to it, In this case, we're being completely
sincere. Is this an internet thing?
No.
Is this a millennial thing?
I'm more interested in like a meme's evolution.
Why?
Like how it just like domino effects to where it becomes this thing.
Yeah.
That's way more interesting.
That's literally the meme.
But that is way more interesting to me than the meme.
But Drew? You're a horrible
That's not what I said.
Why would he say that? Is that a millennial thing?
God. I know. It's
rotate your seat out of here.
Can you turn his mic off?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's good.
Drew Scanlon is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. planet.
He's great.
And I don't know if anybody out there didn't hear the news, but Drew Scanlon announced that he will never leave. Nope. And is going to...
sign a 20-year contract.
Going to step into Carbonite, and we will put him on the set, and that will be great, and that will be that.
Nice
We
guy.
Want to preserve him as he is.
I am very happy for Drew Scanlon and all his future endeavors, and I look forward to many, 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 many long years of watching him do what he does best, which is everything.
And that hair.
That's big.
It's great head of hair.
That
Drew Scanlon. All right, Zelda.
So let's talk about the Nintendo. Let's change topics.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So the Nintendo change. Let's talk about the Nintendo Switch. Everybody listening, guess what? We've got a console release coming up. Like, yeah. Next week, by the time this podcast comes out next week, there will be a new Nintendo console.
Yes, it's crazy to think about, you know? It's March. It doesn't feel like the time when that should be happening. You know, everyone's just, like, not prepared for it. For instance, Nintendo seems very much not prepared for it.
Well, that's
crazy.
So let's get the Nintendo...
it's as if they're catching themselves by surprise.
Yeah.
There was news that came out recently that the virtual console will not be available at launch for the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. That's a bummer. I hope that part of the reason is that they are trying to figure out how to, you know, kind of people that bought previous generations games, like me that's bought a billion games on Wii and then bought them again on Wii U, hopefully that can be tied to my Nintendo account or something. Maybe that's why it's taking longer. Hopefully, but it's Nintendo, so probably not.
That's wishful thinking.
The idea that they would
again.
Still be figuring that out is actually
like
way more damning.
Sort of transferring between Nintendo products usually involves like
blood sacrifice,
scientific experiments,
7 hours situation. Of Pikmin carrying little things,
calling Reggie,
yeah. 70 pages of contracts you have to sign.
I just don't see how that's going to be seamless in any way.
I hope for the best, prepare for the worst, right?
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. I mean,
speaking of preparing for the worst, let's be real about what's coming out here.
Okay.
So we have no virtual console. It sounds like the majority of online services will not really be available at launch outside of like the shop and stuff like that.
Right.
I want to say Wii U virtual console wasn't in there.
No, it wasn't.
Launch. Yeah.
And again, this
was
is not,
it not.
I didn't think it was.
This is not a unique problem. No. They've obviously had other launches. This is not.
Well, we love you, Nintendo, but we goof.
But then there's this other thing that keeps cropping up, especially today, and the impressions that are floating around.
What's up, Negative Nancy?
Well, I'm sorry to say, and look, this isn't me saying this. I'm collating this from various other people who have hands on the console, is that the left hand is maybe not as well synced as the right one.
That's been my problem for years.
When you say sync,
what?
Are people saying that like it's getting disconnected and they have to reconnect it to the system, or temporary drops in signal? It seemed like I've gotten mixed messages from that, but it sounds like what is happening is whatever is happening with the left Joy-Con, they're either losing sync or they're ending up in situations where it's just not performing correctly, like it's not doing the things that it's supposed to do.
So they're saying there's more latency in the left one than the right one?
Or it's just disconnecting altogether.
Well, I haven't had that happen.
All I've had is, I've played close to 30 hours now of that thing, and once or maybe twice, once for sure, there was a point where Link just kind of ran in a direction I wasn't telling him to run for like a second or two, and I was wondering if maybe my battery was low.
Mm. And that happened once?
That happened one time for sure. It may have briefly happened again, but I only remember it once. The severity of it does seem like it kind of varies from person to person.
Okay.
I mean, I don't doubt that it's happening, but in the 30 hours I played, I saw that one quick little hiccup.
Nope.
All right. That's mostly what I wanted to hear, how they talked about that stuff. Because since that recording, Dan has had it happen more frequently, and also it happens with both controllers, not just the left. That's a real weird thing that seems like it's only going to happen to people in specific situations. Someone reminded me of this. I had completely forgotten about it because it involves the Wii U, and who remembers that? Having an Xbox One plugged in would disrupt the Wii U connection. Remember that? That was a problem some people were having. Like the tablet would not stay connected because you had an Xbox One plugged in and not even powered up, but plugged in. So between like whatever kind of signal fucking whatever like nest of signals you've got going on in your specific location, combined with how far away you get the controllers from the tablet, that seems like that's going to be the determining factor, if I had to guess. For me at home yesterday, I had to get about 13 feet, 50, somewhere between 10 and 15 feet, let's say. I didn't have measuring tape there. I had to get that far away from it to, and then also put my body between the controller and the tablet to have this start happening. Once it started happening, it happened horribly, and you were like, oh god, this isn't now an unusable controller. But it wasn't exactly something that was, like, I had to do that to do it. But also, I have not been playing games on the Switch much, so I have not put in a ton of time to know if it's going to happen a lot or not. But I had to get pretty far away. And I've seen people be like, oh, well, it's a good thing I got a pro controller. I don't know that there's a guarantee that that won't also happen with a pro controller. I don't know what would make the pro controller different. I assume it's syncing over the exact same technology. But I guess, I don't know. We, like, most, I think most places don't have pro controllers yet, so a few do. But I don't know if they have put in the work to test them out or not. But yeah, that seems like, you know, like, hey, if you've got an entertainment center that you keep closed and you want to just put the Switch in there and then keep the controllers out, and you have a large living room, and like there, I feel like there will probably be people, unless, you know, they've got a firmware fix for this that'll correct it, or, you know, they'll adjust the power to adjust the broadcast to make it stronger. Like, I don't really know if there's much they can do or what the situation would be, but I'm guessing that there probably will be people that have horrendous problems with this specific issue, depending on their setup. As someone who's primarily been playing it as a handheld device, because I don't know that I think it looks great on a TV, it's been fine. So, yeah. At this point, I'm just waiting for other games to show up, because, you know, I got Dan playing Zelda, so yeah, I kind of want to see the rest of that stuff and see how it all goes. I want to see the eShop go up and see how that stuff goes. All that shit. At this point, it's weird. I was fully expecting there to be a blanket time and date where they were like, okay, as of, you know, 9 a.m. on Thursday the 2nd, you can run all your stuff. But instead, it's been this staggered bit of like, now you can unbox it. Now you can talk a little bit about this. Now you can, and so the idea of doing like a large stream to cover the lineup and the console and all that other stuff, doesn't seem to line up with the way that they are doing things. We're probably just gonna do one anyway on Friday, and you know, there will be other coverage out there, and, you know, I think some people will probably have Zelda reviews up by then. I don't know. But I think we're going to try to do all our stuff next week on launch day, and, you know, that'll give us time to get all the games in, because I still, like, I'm still waiting on, let's just call it, every other game that is coming out for the platform that is not Zelda. So, some publishers are getting stuff in. This week, I might actually get a couple of games today, but, yeah, it sounds like it might be mid to late next week for everything else. So, well, everything else being a relative term. It's like, how many retail games are there? It's Zelda, 1-2 Switch, Bomberman, Just Dance 2017. I think that might be it for physical games. And the rest of them, we just kind of have to wait for the eShop to go up. Oh, right, Skylanders, yeah. I don't know that we'll do anything with Skylanders. They didn't... Maybe I'll get a hold of them. Say, hey, you totally never sent us last year's Skylanders game. How about this one? For the Switch. I keep seeing more people talking about how incredibly easy it is to pre-order a Switch right now, particularly in the UK, and I wonder if that's just, like, they're taking pre-orders that they're later going to say, oh, sorry, we sold out, so you're going to get yours in 2 weeks, you know, or something like that, or what the actual deal is. There's starting to be some data coming out about, like, oh, this Target says they're going to get 17 of them on launch day, and that sort of information. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if the UK stuff, yeah, if that ends up being, like, a second shipment, third shipment, sort of pre-order setup, or what. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I see people just keep trying to paint this as, like, pre-orders are not going well, and oh god, and you walk into a GameStop, they're pushing them on you very hard, because clearly they're not selling, and it's like, I don't know that it's as easy as that. But, you know, I don't know. Conventional wisdom would state that they will have fucking zero problem selling through their launch allotment, right? Like, there are going to be enough people that just want to play Zelda and want to buy the new Nintendo thing that you would assume they would sell through whatever they put on shelves next week, like, immediately. But I don't know. I don't know if there's any credibility to reports and some of the stuff people saying that the pre-orders have been soft in some territories and some locations and stuff like that. I don't know. I definitely don't see a ton of people talking about it, but I guess I have seen that they've been doing a bit of television. I don't know. This feels weird. It all feels weird. It hasn't relatively smoothly. And they were like, you're going to get this here. You're going to get this in a week. You're going to get this. And third parties know to send you this, this, and this, and this. And, like, it felt like a very coordinated together effort. This feels like the opposite of that. It's interesting. Changes in terms of like logging on to public Wi-Fi hotspots and all that sort of stuff. That's you can't really do that right now. Not that there'd be much to do if you could, but you know. Anyway, just I really want to see how this thing comes together over the next 7 days, seven motherfucking days. The device itself seems cool. I don't know. It's a neat thing. It's weird. It's really weird. Like having one and rolling around with it. And, you know, I'm going to throw this in my bag. You know, hey, I want a screen protector. Every time I think about throwing that thing in my bag with, like, the other stuff that's in my bag, I'm like, ah, this thing's going to get all fucked up in here. It needs, like, an iPad smart cover flippy flappy thing, I think. A little surprised that there's no well, maybe that would just be a way to like collect scratches eventually, like collect hard items that would scratch the screen, but so maybe that's why they wouldn't do it. I was gonna say that there isn't some kind of soft cloth thing on the dock that you kind of, as you're putting the device into the dock, like the screen is rubbing against a little bit of foamy foam. But now that I think about it, you know, that's, you know, you get some cookie crumbs in that thing, and suddenly you're getting cookie crumbs scratched across the screen of your Switch, fucking it all up. So maybe that's why they wouldn't do that. I wonder if people will be able to make custom docks, if that thing will end up just being, hey, if you get any kind of USB-C hub thing that has HDMI on it, if you would just be able to wire up your own weird thing. I heard the fan for the first time yesterday, playing in a quiet room. The kickstand snapping off. Yeah, I saw that. That thing reattaches. That thing is, they build it with that in mind. So when the kickstand snaps off, you just put it back on. And there are probably eventually some tabs that could break out or something if you did that, I guess, but yeah, that thing. That kickstand is also the micro SD slot cover. So you flip the kickstand out to throw an SD card into it. Yeah, I don't know. There are cool things about it. There are things about it that don't seem very cool, I guess. That's my early feelings on it from fucking around with one for a little bit. Really sure where to put the switch in my house when I get one. My TV that I play games on in my little office, the office, only has two HDMI ports. So I just might not hook it up to a TV. Or I guess maybe I'll hook it up to a TV long enough to play some of the games and then just be like, alright. I thought I heard someone say that you could move user accounts from one device to the other, but you had to deactivate it on one before. I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from, because obviously, like, the firmware to do any of that stuff is not available yet, but my understanding is that you would be able to have one unit activated at a time, so your purchases and stuff could theoretically move from one to another, but it's not as simple as it would be on a PlayStation or Xbox or anything like that, of just like, okay, log in. I guess that makes sense, because like, if that thing is portable, then the majority of the time you are not going to be connected to the internet. So if they made it so you could have your account everywhere, like, they have to account for the idea that you're playing it offline, and then you could just log in 9 different places, and then 9 different people could play your games. I should find out what these things are called, man. This guy's got... Oh, yeah. Break that shit. It's like... It's not a... You know, it's like a jackhammer, except it is attached to a full-on vehicle with, like, a jackhammer tip that the guy can drive this little tank around and then fucking bust up the street. And that thing looks fun as shit, man. I wonder if you point it straight out and then drive it at someone, and then jackhammer them. Be like a really slow, ineffective weapon. Yeah, it's a Metal Gear Jack. That's what that is. Excavator mounted hydraulic jackhammer sounds as likely as anything else. I'll believe it. Yeah, we'll see with the Switch. I suspect that the people who want to be happy with it will be, and I suspect the people that think it's a bad idea will also find plenty of reasons to back up whatever argument they want. One thing I am sure about, though, is this. Nothing like the darkness of a tunnel and the coldness of a beverage paired up. Tunnel beers would be pretty sweet. Now that you mention it. I mean, not while I'm driving a car, obviously. That's fucking crazy talk. What else do these chuckleheads have to say?
Well, we'll definitely, that's something we'll know more of once these things are out in the wild.
Yeah.
You know, it's still pretty early.
It is, in fact. Yeah. And who knows, this could just be something they could patch with a firmware update or something. You know, it could be as simple as that.
Could be. That's, or it's all broken.
But it wouldn't be a Nintendo launch, right?
No, it wouldn't be a console launch.
Well, especially a Nintendo console launch, because I feel like there's always something that's a little fucked with their consoles, you know, whether it's
launch lineups, bad hinges.
Just some feature that is expected but just isn't there at the beginning. Now,
there's some wonkiness. Are we going to go into like other weird hardware stuff?
Let's talk about the hardware. So yeah, we can talk about the hardware.
Yeah.
Dan and Jeff, you guys have spent a decent amount of time with the hardware by this point.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think? Jeff, what do you think?
So hardware-wise... Yeah.
Let's start with the positives.
Okay, the positives...
What do they call that in HR?
The pros?
Don't make a sandwich. Positive, negative, positive. That's what they say. Don't make a... When you're managing, don't make the...
Oh,
nestle
the bad in the middle?
Don't do the feedback sandwich.
Wait, you don't nestle the bad?
No, don't
do
the
feedback. So you want, like, bread, lettuce, bread, meat?
I don't know.
Like a Big Mac? Is there like three things of bread?
Is that what the kind of sandwich
which is standing in for the bad? Is it the lettuce or the bread?
That's a very good question.
The cheese
as well.
Is good.
Cheese is definitely good.
Cheese is
tell me about the
good.
Cheese.
Okay, so what's good? The cheese. So that screen is real nice, I think.
Okay.
The screen looks real good.
No, I want to confirm. No, give it to me. I want hard. I want passion. I want. Don't walk this back. Give it to me.
Yeah, that's about it for the screen. How about this, right? Yeah. You're not gonna want to play this thing pretty much like on a kickstand more than, I don't know, a foot away from it.
It could, because you felt like it was too small. The contrast is bad.
Too small. Yeah,
the screen's too small.
It's too small for more than like 2 feet away.
What do you think if you were on an airplane, like a cramped? Well, that's like, how would you
that's
play?
That's 8 inches. So I think
put it on the tray.
Yeah, well, it definitely has to be on the tray.
I mean, those little TV screens on the back of the chairs, it's bigger than that.
That's
right?
True. Yeah. See, I was planning on asking the person in the row in front of me to just turn around and hold it for me directly in front of me. I think that's a reasonable request, right?
I think so.
Just get one of those harmonica holders in front of your face and just kind of nestle it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think like it becomes very evident fairly quickly in the time I had with the system that this screen is smaller than maybe you wish it were.
So you were saying this specifically for...
And that's the one game I'm playing on it.
Using it as a stand-in for a TV.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of text in Zelda. Yeah. The text is real small.
But it's fine for the handheld part.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Because it's bigger than the Vita screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like an iPad mini.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely smaller than an iPad mini, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think in the kind of use cases they have shown with, I'm going to put this on a picnic table with a crowd, and we're all going to play sports games...
You guys are going to be touching elbows and shoulders, I think, huddling.
Man, rubbing his racing, man.
That, right? Like, can you see a situation where you're playing that usefully, like, 3 feet away or more?
I keep thinking, like, are you talking two players specifically?
Or the way they were demonstrating in that video.
I haven't done a lot of the kickstand stuff. I've done a lot of the handheld playing.
Right, which is okay.
And I like that a lot. Like, yeah. I'm surprised by how many natural instances came up where I was like, oh, that's handy. This happened today. I was playing on the TV here in the studio, and I came in. I was like, oh, I'm going to play some Zelda before the podcast. And Vinny was on a phone call.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, wait, no, I can't go in there right now. Wait a minute. And I just took the thing out, took it back to my desk and played.
Right.
I've been playing it mostly at home, and Bianca's brother, his drum set is like right next to the bedroom where I play games. And so I can't hear anything while he's drumming. And so I was playing on the TV, he comes home, starts drumming. I'm like, God damn it. And then, wait a minute. Took it out, went downstairs, sat on the couch and played it. It's great. And also commutes. I got an hour commute right now from Jersey. That's amazing. It has been handy more times than I expected. Okay. I don't know how often that'll be or if that's for everyone. You know, right now I have a long commute and I don't live by myself or with my fiance. So maybe right now it's more handy.
So that's the big...
And it works really well.
So that's the big gimmick, right? You're saying the gimmick works.
The gimmick works real
seamless.
Well.
Completely seamless.
Seconds.
You take it, you drop it into the dock, it finds where it needs to go
easily. There's no pause. I think if you put it into the dock, sometimes when you take the controllers out, it'll say like hit L and R on the controller you want to use. That takes 2 seconds and then you're back.
But you're having no problem nestling it in there.
Yeah. Oh, no, it goes right in there.
And there's no, like, weird handshake or anything like that. It just works.
That's cool.
You don't even have to, like, pause.
Yeah.
So that's great to hear. And then you guys don't have a great... you don't have too much experience with the battery life yet, right?
Not me personally, no.
I've just kept it charging. Whenever I'm not playing, if I go to eat dinner for an hour, I just put the Joy-Con back on the screen while it's in the dock.
Have you tried doing it on the commute, like, not charging in between?
Have not.
Yeah, I'm going to do that next week.
Because the thing I've seen quoted is that while playing Zelda, the battery life is something like 2.5 hours.
That sounds like what they actually ballparked.
It's the lower end of what they ballpark for what people can get out of that thing. But I mean, it's still within that range.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't think that's great, but I'm still not sure exactly what they're hitting with this device in terms of, is this a home console or is this a portable console?
I think it's a home console first.
You do.
I do.
I think that's what they're leaning on, right?
Yeah.
And
that's
a portable home console.
That seemed to be the theme of Reggie's messaging when he was...
Nah.
Man. I wonder if the dock works if it's not plugged into power. I'll try that out in a few minutes here. Because I have the power cable in my bag with the thing. I'll throw the thing into the thing and turn on the TV and see what happens. There are a lot of fucking cars right here. This has been a pretty decent commute, all told, but now, here at the very end, it's when it all falls apart. Oh, man. Oh, you guys. It has been a week. Woo. The old pothole. Yeah. Fuck. That should be like what construction guy standing next to pothole. Like, come on, man, just put, you fucking pour some cement in that motherfucker. You got it. I know you got it. Okay, I'm gonna just navigate like this, and like this, and like this, and try to get right here behind this truck. Yeah, that's right, the video gig for New York is finally open. That's been... I don't know why it only opened today. But whatever. So if you know any East Coast video editor types... care about video games and can be could be personable if asked to talk into a microphone. It's a weird list of skills for these jobs. That's the one thing, talking to recruiters who are used to hiring for a tech company, becomes very clear that the skill set you're looking for is not something they're used to seeing. All right, I'm here. Everybody have a good Friday. See you on the show later. All that stuff. Have a grand day.